nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see. Nothing to see.
You are listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at Nascad University. This episode is entitled Bob Ross in the City. Berlin is dark. It is a land of shadows. It is a land of infinite grays. The only other color in Berlin is gold, luminous, shining gold that looks even more dazzling and brilliant amongst the endless gray. After the overnight flight, my body clock wakes me up at 5 a.m. I turn on the TV and watch an episode of Bob Ross. I've never actually watched his show. I've always thought his paintings were superficial and decorative. But I'm watching him as he demonstrates all his conjurer's tricks and deft turns of his brush to paint another generic landscape. And I find it captivating. I watch as he scrapes, dabs, and drags paint around on his palette, and then, top to bottom, from distant mountains to a small cabin in the foreground by a lake, he creates a believable world. I can now see the appeal of this show. He controls the illusion while making little asides that are self-depreciating and wistful. He talks about how he'd like to live in that little cabin by the lake, just as he brings it into existence with a few scrapes of a palette knife and jabs with the sharp end of a feather brush. I decide to make an early start on the continental breakfast waiting for me down below, and I jump in the shower. As I stand in front of the mirror, applying shaving cream, carefully navigating the contours of my face with a big razor, and combing my hair across my head, I think of myself as a Bob Ross painting. Each unguent or gel is applied and dragged across the surface of me, creating yet another turgid landscape of a man. Another passable illusion. I wonder if I would like to live in this log cabin of a man.
In painting, you have unlimited power. You have the ability to move mountains. You can bend rivers. But when I get home, the only thing I have power over is the garbage. Remember our golden rule. A thin paint sticks to a thick paint, and that makes it look like birch trees. Isn't that sneaky?
Your love's got me trapped inside an open cage. If you keep feeding me, acting like you need me, then I won't ever leave. But fear is a goddess who won't keep me for long. 'Cause really I'm the captor and you're just an actor paid to scream on cue. But now I've risen above you, never looking back. No, your reality is whack. Yo, I'm sick of your love, wandering through your maze. Boy, pretension is a haze. Oi, I'm so confused, never looking down. No, wondering if you found no a crack in your heart for me.
Hey, it's gorgeous. You know me, I gotta put in a big tree. Anytime you learn, you learn. Any way you want it to be, that's just right.
Your love's got me trapped inside an open cage. And I can't even reach you, cause you're a little leech. You don't really care about me, but fear is a goddess who won't keep me for long. Cause really I'm the lover and you're just a fighter, paid to point and shoot. But now I've risen above you, never looking back. No, your reality is whack, yo. I'm sick of your love, boy. Wandering through your maze, boy. Pretension is a haze, hoy. I'm so confused, never looking down. No, wondering if you found no a crack in your heart for me. For me.
My son Steve says, just smoosh it in there. It's not a real word, but people seem to know what it means. Be sure to use odorless paint thinner. If it's not odorless, you'll find yourself working alone very, very quick. Let's just blend this little rascal here, huh? Happy as we can be. Clouds are very, very free. Just put a few doers in there. Decide where your little footy hills live.
He traveled to Japan, but he didn't see any geishas. He traveled to Kenya, but he didn't see any giraffes. When he opened the book, he was surprised to find inside it another book. After a bad night in room 536, the hotel pool swallowed him like a square blue mouth swallowing a sleeping pill. It is hard to rip up a photograph with a face in it. In the tiniest torn-up piece, the face is still intact. The face lies smiling up from the bottom of the wastebasket, and then it smiles as it falls out of the garbage truck onto the lawn, and then smiles as it drifts slowly across the city back to your door. Young people from the less powerful country came to study the language of the more powerful neighboring country. The questionnaire found that within the small margin of error, such and such percentage of women prefer to be on their knees while performing such and such sexual acts. She felt like crying when she read in the paper that déjà vu was a chemical reaction in the body, and not a magical window into existence's previous and future at all. The oval mirror hanging by the black ribbon above the mantel reflected part of the dark sofa, and the smile on the porcelain geisha lamp. The Russian exile with blue eyes admitted, not without a certain pride, that he had an accent in every language. A Russian accent speaking German, a German accent speaking Russian, an indeterminate accent speaking English, and an English accent when speaking indeterminately. The language liquefaction, sexy attempts at traction, a smattering of satisfaction. He held the word up to the light like a spectacularly faceted chit. She wondered if it was true what she had read, that when one speaks a foreign language, one cannot help but become a member of that foreign tribe. "What you say sounds reasonable enough," said the man, "but I refuse to be bribed. I'm here to whip people, and whip them I shall. The silent majority stared hard at the vocal minority. More and more, their eyes closed as velvet curtains descended upon screens. More and more, there were hands turning on electric lights in the daytime. More and more, there were cosmopolitans carefully examining tropical flowers in the dark. The young people from the less powerful country did not stop to admire the complicated beauty of their new language's intricate grammar. They made neat vocabulary lists in cheap notebooks, and then in their own language made fun of the professor's hair, accent, glasses, clothing, shoes, and laugh. In Paris, the American girl speaking French began almost imperceptibly to bat her eyelashes. In St. Paul, the German boy speaking English had the urge to fill silences almost before they began. One of the most marvelous memories of her life, she said, was having déjà vu of having déjà vu. He traveled to France, but he didn't see any existentialists. He traveled to Italy, but he didn't see Dolce Far Niente. He traveled to China, but he didn't see any panda bears. He traveled to California, but he didn't see a single surfer. Nevertheless, his shell collection, with every vacation, grew.
Think less, do more, control less, flow more, plan less, flow more, spend less, have more. I miss the garbage train again. You see, I've already turned back into a pumpkin for the night, but a fresh memory tugs on the edge of my consciousness, my subconscious. Orbits retrace, backtrack, but I live it again, back and forward, again for only the good parts. A poem a day keeps the shock on display. Rock. Doctor, cock blocks, Robert Crofter's odd socks, night, feels, moving pictures, inches, stricter strictures to scripture or till it ruptures. Patterns, tropes, dreams, and aspirations.
Patterns, tropes, dreams, and aspirations.
I hope we'll stay around for tea, for two, for me. The personal is political, from blissed out to crisis critical. So I want to harness my darkness and funnel it towards fruitful, productive, beautiful. And this, all this, only dutiful to capitalism. Pink Floyd's prism splits the energy apart. We trope all over ourselves. But do we change? Don't we change? It would be simpler if there was room in me for hate. It would be easier if I could, but the bad parts outweigh the good, and I'm sure I could, but...
I was in a city that I'd never been in before. It was a city in Europe, perhaps, a well-worn, dog-eared, a patina of history washing over it. As I wandered, discovering all of the wonders of this city's history, I realized that everybody I passed in the street was somebody that I knew and recognized. They were friends of mine, acquaintances. I recognized everybody I passed, and yet they didn't seem to know who I was. I was just another face in the crowd. invisible to them. And they all seemed unaware of my familiarity with them. But then I noticed something even stranger. Every one of these people were exactly the same height.
It's never too late. It takes time recognizing compounded effects, hidden effects, ongoing process, always learning, noticing, paying attention, looking inside, figuring out what you need, how to give it to self. Think less, be more, try less. Self-compassion, doing the work, even when you're feeling good. Not a destination, not a destination. External, internal, try new things. New, no, how, who, where, when, where, when, where,
why?
What does it mean to have a body? To be a body? To be body? To boldly be body in your body? To embody bodiness?
Yes! You're the man now, dog!
Yeah, I'm out then.
Celebrity who faked his own death to escape the crushing burden of being a recognizable figure in society and the complete lack of ability to live your life as a and who was born anew with a new identity. And many of you may know him as the Happy Little Tree Man. I know that he went by many names, many names, many faces. He never wore any hats. Now he wears many hats, mostly those that have partial facial coverage as well, to obscure his face. And this man, of course, is our own Bob Ross from the PBS program, The Joy of Painting. Bob Ross never had painted a day in his life when he auditioned for the program. He was an aspiring talk show host and was in Hollywood auditioning. The system for auditioning for hosting gigs is different for actors, but perhaps we should let him divulge this information himself and not hear it from me. But basically, you'd lie, you'd say anything in order to get a job, much like I did when I got this job as the host of this radio station program on this station. Where is he? Is he here? Do we have?
Time is what we measure with a clock. Reality is entangled with the instrument. When we describe time, we are not describing the thing itself. We are just describing its effect on clocks.
Are we a blank slate? Are we a tabula rasa? We aren't born with memories already built in. Memory is not instinctual. Memories are built up and washed away throughout our lives through experience that impresses itself upon our minds. Another way of saying this is that our mind passes through reality, capturing impressions and feelings that are then encoded into thoughts and memories. But there is an architecture in place that shapes these memories. Our mind is a lens that focuses in on particular aspects of what is around. And then our culture and our education frames the picture for us. Our language and the cognitive apparatus of meaning shapes our perception of the world, irregardless of what personal memories we have. If we are a blank slate, there are only some things that can be drawn on it. And if we are blank slates, the shape and material of the slate is predetermined.
Tender as a mother's love, and with my mother, that was certainly true. Let's do a little cabinectomy. Oh, you'd be in Agony City by now. Just scrape a few indications of sticks and twigs and other little things in there. People will think you spend hours doing this. Little raccoons and old possums and stuff all live up in here. They've got to have a little place to sit. Little squirrels and rabbits. And if this was Florida or Georgia somewhere down there, there might be an alligator or two hid back here. Maybe in our world there's a happy little tree over there. Oh, green water. Oh, that's pretty. Boy, I like that. Just alive with algae. Oh, that would make a nice place to fish. I like fishing, but I'm not a very good fisherman. I always throw the fish back into the water. Just put a band-aid on his mouth, tap him in the patootie, and let him on his way. And maybe someday, if I'm lucky, I'll get to catch him again. Ooh, if you've ever been to Alaska, go there while it's still wild. My favorite uncle asked me if I wanted to go there, Uncle Sam. He said if you don't go, you're going to jail. That is how Uncle Sam asks you. People look at me like I'm a little strange when I go around talking to squirrels and rabbits and stuff. That's okay. That's just okay. People might look at you a bit funny, but it's okay. Artists are allowed to be a bit different. Shwoop, hee hee. You have to make those little noises or it just doesn't work.
Just like in the movie Stepmom.
Oh my God. I taught my son to paint mountains like these, and guess what? Now he paints the best darn mountains in the industry. That's a crooked tree. We'll send him to Washington. That's where the crows will sit. I will have to put an elevator to put him up there because they can't fly. But they don't know what until they still try. The secret to doing anything is believing that you can do it. Anything that you believe you can do strong enough, you can do. Anything. As long as you believe. Trees are oh so soft. Oh so soft. I freaking love it.
Do you remember a squirrel on crack?
I don't know, maybe if I saw it.
Oh my God, it's so good. Let me see. Do you remember? You might know Squirrel on Crack.
I don't know Squirrel on Crack.
This is like early, all our base are belong to us.
Yeah.
So like that era, to me, that's a meme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
all our Bob Ross are
belong to us. Squirrel on Crack was pretty good. I really liked that one.
Squirrel on Crack, pat my back.
Bob Ross Incorporated.
This is all pictures, none of which. The only words here are written in like a 4H pencil and you can't read them because they're so light. Look at that. That's words. It's three pages of text. Oh,
maybe it won't come off again.
See, that's what I'm saying.
No, I was looking if there was an actual script. No, it's not. You don't change that.
Internet.
Yep, that's what I remember. That's the internet.
If you did this with yellow and you went over it with blue, you would end up with a translucent green, and it's gorgeous. It is gorgeous. If you did this with blue and you went over it with yellow, you would end up with a nice green sky, and that's not the thing we're looking for. Just lightly blend it. One hair and some air. Tender as a mother's love. And with my mother, that was certainly true. Let's do a little cabinectomy. Oh, you'd be in Agony City by now. Just scrape a few indications of sticks and twigs and other little things in there. People will think you spent hours doing it. Little raccoons and old coffins and stuff all over. You've got to have some.
I guess maybe we... Yeah.
Yes.
To me, it was more like, it's, yeah, like I know what it is now, but to me, like, these were very much like that, like the original sort of viral sensation. You know what I mean? That it wasn't like visual.
Yeah.
You know, like memes were a little more.
It was just different. I mean,
yeah.
And it's just a continuing evolution.
I
try not to fall victim to the fallacy of the, you know. I remember when, or it was better before, you know, like the
back when it was day better fallacy. Before. It was, like, well, it was. My time was the best time.
Okay, yeah. Well, you, as long as you, yeah, okay.
As long as we all know that. My time.
Smartphone children and the youths and their Instagrams and their FaceTimes and their Snapbooks. Twitter, bird chat, instant birds.
And then there was like, hello, my future girlfriend.
Yeah, my
this
soul.
Is the sound of my voice.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
That's just a meet, you know what I mean? Like, do you know that guy?
No.
The first kid to set up a dating website? Hello,
space.
You have been listening to Nothing to See Here, a program of experimental radio produced at NASCAD University in Halifax. This episode was entitled Bob Ross in the City. It featured texts by David Clark, Jessica McDonald, and excerpts from Bob Ross's program, The Joy of Painting. It also included excerpts from The Cosmopolitan by Donna Stonecipher. The songs in this episode were written and performed by Ross Unger. The voices were by David Clark, Jessica McDonald, Maeve Mulroy, and Raph McDonald. The sound design and mixing was by David Clark. Nothing to See Here is produced by David Clark at NASCAD University in Halifax. For more episodes, please search for Nothing to See Here Radio on SoundCloud.com.
Walking through the desert.